The Paradise Town Advisory Board will come to order October 12, 2021 at 7 o'clock. Before we get started, I'd like to draw your attention to the notes at the top of the agenda, just to go over a few of them. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The Board or Council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The Board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on this posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. And at this time, if you would turn off any cell phones or any other devices that may interrupt the meeting, and if you have any private conversations that you would like to have, please take them out in the lobby behind the room or over here on the side where the door is open. And with that, if you'd all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record reflect that all of the town board members are here this evening. And do we have any staff introductions?
I'm Jasmine with the Public
Planning
Department.
And Blanca, I believe, is still in her office probably.
Correct.
Okay. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the table. If that will clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, it must be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. There's a microphone up here. All you have to do is...
Yeah, it is. He was just saying.
Right.
Let me just make sure. Testing.
Oops.
Testing. Okay.
So, there's a microphone up here that is working. Just push the button up, the little amber light will come on and speak. And we ask that all of you use it, whether you have a booming voice or not, because it is recorded. Approval of the minutes for September 28, 2021.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for September 28, 2021.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the minutes for September 28, 2021. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Approve? Opposed? Motion carried.
What happened to public comment?
Excuse me?
If we could have gone from 1 to 3,
that's necessary. Did you have a comment you wanted to make?
Yes, I raised my hand.
On items on this agenda?
Yes.
Okay. Is there an item on the agenda you'd like to make comment on?
Yes, item number 3.
Are you going to? Okay. Then you'll have an opportunity to make those comments when we hear that item.
Okay?
All right. Sorry about that. Approval of the agenda for October 12, 2021.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for October 12, 2021 with the following changes. Item number 10, ZC210455, Paradise 12 LLC, and item number 11, PM21500135, Paradise 12 LLC, will be held at request of the applicant for an undetermined time.
Right.
All other agenda items remain the same.
We have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight with those two holds on items 10 and 11. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. For anyone here that wanted to speak or whatever on or hear item number 10 and 11, that will not be heard tonight. But you're welcome to stay if you want. All right. Any informational items? Okay, we'll move on to planning and zoning. Item number one, AR 21400113, UC 118804, Tucker Nicolette Living Trust and Tucker Nicolette Trust holdover use permit for fourth application for review of an existing massage establishment located within an existing retail center on 0.7 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the north side of Tropicana Avenue, 750 feet west of Spencer Street within Paradise.
Evening, Kirk Kennedy, 815 South Casino Center. I'm counsel for the applicant. This is on for a fourth application review. The last one was 5 years ago in 2016, and since that time, absolutely nothing has happened at this spa as far as any negative interactions with the county or the metro. They're running it and doing it the right way, and their track record proves it. I'd ask you to follow the county's recommendation. Staff's recommending approval of the application and also to remove the time limit on this particular business. I think they've earned it. They've shown extreme good faith and watching over their business to make sure they don't have any issues or concerns. I ask you to allow them that consideration to approve their application review and to remove these time limit reviews for the business. Thank you.
Is there anyone here in the public like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public, open it to the board.
I'm very happy to see you. We were starting to worry about you.
Thank you. Yeah, sorry about the mix-up on this.
I just wanted to say business has been around for 20 years now, and we usually say we always want to review on massage parlors, but 20 years seems to be a substantial time without any incident. So in this particular case, I could waive the time limit as staff is recommending.
I concur.
So, Mr. Chair, if there's no additional comments or concerns from the board, I'd go ahead and make a motion to approve this item following preliminary staff conditions.
Okay, we have a motion to approve item number one with staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Item number two, UC 210479, BRE HC, Las Vegas Property Holding, use permits for the following. One, outdoor dining, drinking and cooking. And two, on-premise consumption of alcohol, supper club in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 3.2 acres, then H1 Limited Resort and Apartment AE 60 zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Howard Hughes Parkway and Flamingo Road within Paradise.
Good evening, I am Tina Cameron. I am the representative for BRE HD, Las Vegas Property Holdings. And
your address?
I'm so sorry. My address is 3800 Howard Hughes Parkway, Suite 140, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89169.
Hi, my name is Larry White. I'm the owner and founder of the new restaurant that just moved in. 325 Hughes Center Drive, Suite 100, Lolo's Chicken and Waffles, White, W-H-I-T-E.
Did we get an address on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was your address?
I don't think she thought the address.
325 Hughes Center Drive.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Sorry. I don't have enough copies for you, but there is some plans of the location. It actually did have a special use permit for that particular building a couple years ago that was approved. However, that previous tenant vacated, and therefore, because it was vacated over 18 months, we have lost the special use permit. So we're actually just reapplying to reinstate a special use with our new tenant that's here now. So I have a copy of his plans, the site plan, the actual location of his equipment inside, and they're in the process of, they just opened up about a week and a half ago.
Is there anyone here in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it and open it to the board.
Well, you can't go to a Diamondbacks game without eating Lolo's chicken and waffles. It's really good chicken, so I'm happy to see you there. because it was an existing restaurant, I would go ahead and make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the table to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. And my dad is also excited to see this restaurant here.
We're very excited to have him at the property.
That goes to the Planning Commission on October 19th.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Item number three, DR210516 AG Property Development LLC, design review for a proposed retail and restaurant building with a drive-through in conjunction with an approved shopping center on a portion of 6.5 acres in a C2 general commercial zone generally located on the north side of Silverado Ranch Boulevard, 300 feet west of Maryland Parkway within Paradise. This is the, okay.
Good evening, Liz Olson, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. This is an existing shopping center on Maryland Parkway in Silverado Ranch, where the Sprouts is currently. We are requesting to change pad C. We are requesting to expand it from the previously approved 2,800 to just under 5,000 square feet. I would like to make a clarification on the back report. It says that we still have a drive-through. We actually removed the drive-through and added a covered canopy drive or pickup and drop off for what will be a Tides cleaner. So otherwise, staff is recommending approval, and I'm happy to answer questions.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions from the board, I'd go ahead and make a motion for approval subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve such as staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, UC210498, Auto House LLC, use permits for the following. One, reduced separation proposed vehicle repair facility, and two, reduced separation proposed vehicle maintenance facility in conjunction with an existing commercial building on 1.0 acres in the C2 general commercial zone within the Midtown Maryland Parkway Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Tropicana Avenue, 590 feet west of Spencer Street within Paradise.
My name is Nina Bakhtir, and I'm here on behalf of Auto House LLC.
Can you spell your last name?
Last name B-O-K-T-O-R, B as in boy.
Thank you.
Address 1610 East Tropicana Avenue. It's currently an auto retail center, and he's looking to add auto service to it.
Okay, that's it. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public and open it to the board. This is the old pinball museum location?
Yes.
Okay. And
they moved to Las Vegas Boulevard. They built a...
Yeah, I know. I've been there. Yeah. It's a great operation if you like pinball.
Yes.
Where are the bays going to be?
Inside.
Inside from where? Front, back, side?
In the back.
Okay.
Inside the property, it'll be inside the property in the back.
Okay. And
the doors, the bay doors are already there.
All right. And are those going to be open during the day when they're working on the vehicles? I mean, there's residential behind it, the residents behind it.
You'll be daytime only operation, yeah.
Okay. How
much
noise is
there? Putting in a car wash right next door as well.
Pardon?
A car wash right next door.
Yeah. But I'm not talking about the car wash. I'm talking about your business. So, what are the hours?
Running from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, because this had 9 to 7. But I think that's what staff had in it. I mean, so is it 9 to 7 or?
We can stick with 9 to 7, it's not a problem.
Okay, so do you know what it's going to be?
97.
Okay. So what kind of noise are we going to have outside? You're going to have speakers trying to locate people. We recently had a property that has operation going behind it, okay? And we had a lot of irate residents because there's a lot of noise. I'm just wondering how your operation works.
No, it's a small scale. Even if we grow, the property is not big enough to have any type of speakers or noise. There's no outside maintenance that will be conducted, so nobody outside the building should hear anything
okay.
that we do.
So in the front, when it comes to what are you selling there besides auto maintenance?
It's a car dealer now.
It's just a car dealer. So you're not going to have like tires and rims and all sorts of things
no, we don't sell
sitting out front, like some of the other places up and down.
No, our goal is to clean up the area, which we've been working on.
Yeah, because it's beginning to look a lot like Boulder Highway.
Yeah, which is why we're not there.
Yeah. Okay.
Trying to avoid that.
All right. So there's no tires, rims, and all sorts of flags and signs and everything else going on?
No.
Okay. That's all the questions I have. Does anybody have anything else?
I'm along the same direction John's going there, and that you know we've had issues with Tropicana Avenue. One of the first things I circled reading your application was greatly improve the local area because there are a lot of auto type businesses on that strip of Tropicana that are not improving the area at all. And it makes it look really bad. And so our first thought when we see is, oh, here's another one. So I can understand, you know, your thought of, I'm going to clean this up because there's a, you know, we just don't want to add to the mess that's already there. The tire shops, the repair shops that just up and down with the, you know, the lights that bright as can be, that are just shining all night long when you drive by. We just don't want another one of those down there. So have you been in business doing this before? Is there another location you have?
Yes. So we've been here for 6 years.
Okay.
We've kept growing. This is our fourth location that we've moved to. But we focus on exotic cars. So we don't have that kind of stuff going on when you're selling Bentleys and Lamborghinis.
Okay.
They don't go together.
Okay.
Okay.
That helps.
So yeah, it's high-end, and we've already redone the entire front of the property.
Doing the landscaping.
Yeah, we've done everything.
Because we approved the car wash, and the car wash is going to be, they do a very nice operation, same thing, nice landscaping. It's going to improve the area, and so we would hope you would follow in
yes,
line with
absolutely.
That also. So the only thing I would suggest, just because of our history here, is to put maybe a two-year review on it to make sure things don't go downhill. So what that means is that we'd ask you to come back in 2 years and show us that you have been a great neighbor and you've done for the neighborhood and go forward from there.
Yeah,
so that
I'm
would
okay
be my
that.
That would be my recommendation if unless someone has something else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions and the addition of a two-year review as a public hearing.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions and a two-year review as a public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you.
You go on to the Planning Commission on November 2nd.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Good luck.
Item number 5, UC210518. Shadowlink Family Trust use permits for the following: temporary commercial events, tailgate zone; 2, allow live entertainment after daytime hours; 3, allow elimination of parking for temporary commercial events; 4, reduce setbacks; 5, allow more than one temporary commercial event in a month and more than 12 events in a year on 0.4 acres, an M1 light manufacturing AE65 zone, generally located on the north side of Dewey Drive, 387 feet west of Polaris Avenue within Paradise.
Thank you for having me. Hello. Hi. I'm Tim Honberry, HAUGHINBERRY. The address is 3550 West Dewey Drive, Las Vegas, 89119. The space has been existing for 30 years. The family's here. It's connected to the S lot at Raiders Stadium. It's the closest building that's vacant to the lot. And our goal is to open it up during special events for a tailgate party zone that provide a safe place for guests. It has lockers for people that need places for lockers, food, beverage, bars, and entertainment.
Okay. Is there anyone here that'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
When you say lockers, what do you mean by lockers?
So you know when you go to the stadium, they say you can't come in because you have a purse.
Right.
All those people throw away their purse and have to go back to the hotels. So we'll provide lockers like they do at Resorts World and special events like at Cosmopolitan for check-ins and nightclubs.
The only thing I had written down, because I looked at the building, is staff doesn't say you need landscaping, you say you're not changing the landscaping. You could really do something with the landscaping across the front there if you haven't already.
We've got your back. I've done a lot of redevelopment zones, so the front parking lot could be turned into AstroTurf, and we do a full body wrap along the front of the building.
That's actually a good improvement.
It's a great improvement, and it's a walking space, so there's no parking there currently. It's an egress for everybody that's going into the stadium.
Great. Mr. Chairman, if there's no other comments or questions, I'll go ahead and make a motion for approval subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that. Goes to the Planning Commission on November 2nd. Item number 6, UC210529, Pacific Place Site LLC, use permit for retail sales as a principal use within an existing office warehouse complex on 3.2 acres. In an H1 limited resort apartment zone generally located on the south side of Spring Mountain Road, 310 feet east of Polaris Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening.
Just push it up.
Hello. Lauren Ramirez, representing Millennial Furniture at 3305 Spring Mountain Road. We're requesting a special use permit for retail sales in an M1 zone per Title 30.
Okay. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board. If nobody has anything, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
You go to the Planning Commission on November 2nd. Item number 7, VS210485, County of Clark, LV Convention Authority, vacate and abandon easement of interest to Clark County located between Sierra Vista Drive and Desert Inn Road and between University Center Drive and Paradise Road within Paradise.
Corey Ellis, ELLIS, 1555 South Rainbow Boulevard. Yes, basically the police station is having an expansion, if you can see the crosshatch here. And with that, it's kind of blocking the entryway, so we need to vacate the current pedestrian access. And the gray hatch here is going to be all the new pedestrian accesses. This is a sidewalk, and then there's an entry. And that's it.
Okay. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions, I would make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Goes to Planning Commission November 2nd. Item 8, WS210501, Highland, Delbert, Earl, and Sandra M., waiver of development standards to increase wall height in conjunction with a single-family residence on 0.6 acres in an RE Rural Estates residential zone generally located on the northeast side of Oakley Willow Way, 475 feet east of Topaz Street within Paradise.
Good evening.
bought the property and...
Your name and address? Your name and, excuse me, your name and address for the record?
Sorry, Delbert Highland, 2760 Oakley Willow Way, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120.
So would you like to tell us about your application?
Just that I purchased the property and repaired and completed an existing wall, added a few courses on two sides, and that's it.
Is there anyone here in the public who would like to speak on this item? If you'd like to come forward and give us your name and address for the record.
My name is Anne, A-N-N-E, LaCala, L-A-C-A-L-A, 2824, Sam, S-A-N, Bloss, B-L-A-S, Drive, 89120. Okay. My husband is here with me. We lived at 2824 San Blas Drive since 1999. And Mr. Highland lives behind us, and his property is quite expansive, and his wall goes around, since he's in a cul-de-sac, it goes around to several neighbors. And so when he increased the height of the wall, it affected our property and many of our adjacent neighbors. We came home about 2 years ago to find a worker, Mr. Dell's worker, increasing the height of our back wall. And at the time, we were told that all the permits were in place. So the wall went up. And it went on our side from close to 8 feet, which was the standard for the builder. And it went up to a little over 10 feet. And it was only on a portion of our backyard. So the existing 8 feet was like half our backyard, and then the part that we share with Mr. Highland went up to 10 feet. I brought some pictures with me that I'd like to share. No, they'll look at them.
Okay.
Thanks. These are before and after pictures. We lost our vegetation when the wall went up. We really didn't see any improvements to the wall structurally, other than that it was raised up. Now, another neighbor of ours, Sue Robinson, she wasn't able to be here tonight, but she gave me a letter to bring and some photos of her backyard. She lives two doors down from us. And Mr. Highland has thought, or he expressed in his letter, that all the neighbors were very happy with the wall, but all the neighbors are not happy with the wall, including Ms. Robinson, who presents these other pictures. And as you'll see, the grout in between the concrete is all oozing out, and these properties on San Blas Drive and throughout this part off of McLeod were built in 1981. And in keeping with the design of the neighborhood, these walls were created to be about 6 to 8 feet and were not designed to create huge barriers between properties. Mr. Highland's side is a little bit higher ground-wise than ours. However, he does live on an expansive property, and his his home is not anywhere near the wolf. So we never had any privacy issues. And I would just like to say that I agree with the staff's recommendation for denial. I feel bad for Mr. Highland because the wall is up, but at the same time, he had never spoken to any of the neighbors that I know of, and did not get the proper approvals back at that time. I think that's all I have to say.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak on this item?
No.
You'll get your chance, sir.
Oh, there's somebody else.
Thank you. Be sure to get these back from us when we're done. When we finish, we'll...
Yeah.
Good evening. My name is Thomas Sell. I live at 28 S-E-L-L. I live at 2800 San Blas Drive, Las Vegas, 89120. I live directly behind Mr. Highland's property, and overall, I agree. I did, when he said he originally got that, he did have permits, or he had checked with everybody, so... Took him at his word. That's fine. I'm just going to throw out some pictures. Personally, I like it because it does provide us additional privacy from his wall or from his side of the property. Before, it was only about 4 feet tall, so anybody could really just look over and lean over and whatever they wanted to do. But besides that, there's some other conditions. So that's all I have. I have some photos I'll leave with you before and after. And you can make your recommendations further. Thank you.
So let me ask, are you for or against this?
My wife says we're against it.
Is there anyone else here that would like to speak on the item? Okay, with that, if you'd like to respond.
Yeah, just a few things. I've also got several pictures and documentation. The reason this is all started is because of one of these neighbors that, you know, wasn't supposedly contacted up front. But is neglected to say in her little spew that trying to get me to re-stucco and a bunch of other stuff on their side of the wall. And if she showed you her actual pictures of what it looked like, it's 100 years old, rotten, mildew, broken, crusted. And the main reason that I had to do this to begin with, because here's where we share a property corner. Her wall, this corner, was broken and fallen down. And had I not done this, this whole thing would be laying in their yard and they'd be paying 80 grand to have it repaired rather than a simple thank you, which would have been appreciated. And then again, obviously the after. So, like I said, I repaired and completed the existing wall. I've become now an expert in building codes and everything else. This already has a variance for over the 6 feet standard limit, which is up to 9 feet, which is 90%, 95% of a wall. Let me say 75% is within the already approved 9 foot waiver, which is why I didn't think that I needed one, as well as there's no HOA. I checked to make sure there wasn't going to be, you know, whatever violations. I got some bad information, completed the wall. This neighbor and one other one who actually started this all to begin with, he simply wanted me to finish the remainder of his property, which goes off my property, which I'm happy to do. But can't now until this process is resolved. So yeah, just not very happy that this process is created to allow people to try to extort money from their neighbors. And I don't feel that's very fair. But anyway, Any questions?
Is that all you have?
Yes, sir.
Ma'am? No, you've had your, and you're done. Is there anyone else here that hasn't spoken that would like to speak on this? Okay, then I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, when I looked at the house, and I saw the unique location, and because one of the things it says is allow a waiver to have a house with a front yard, and he really doesn't even have a front yard. And so I thought this would be pretty fair until I saw these pictures. And you have a lot of dirt. This is the crappiest construction. They didn't even off the seams. It's like, and they're using different colored bricks. Yeah, I'd be mad at you too. I had a nice, even if it was an old stucco wall, they had a stucco wall, now they have gray brick, red brick, and yellow decorator brick on the top. Who wants to live with that?
And I also agree.
Sir, quiet.
What
nerve do you have to expect your neighbors to live with this? And the same here. This is not the same color brick. It's poor, very poorly done. You can tell, you know, you say you fixed it, but there's a lot to do with fixing it. And some of these old bricks here are still popping out. Why wouldn't they have fixed that when they were doing it? So no, it's not uncalled for your neighbors to say, hey, one, you should have asked us before you did it, and two, you could have made it match what we have already. Why should they have to live with that? That's absolutely ridiculous. So I've changed my mind. There's no way in the world I would allow that wall to stay when you treat your neighbors like that.
I agree to restucco their side of the wall as she's requested, but advise them that I had to at least wait until this process was complete.
That is not what you said when you did your presentation. When you did your presentation, you said she was trying to get money out of you.
And she is, but I agreed to it to make this.
You created the problem. You created the problem. She should sue them.
Anyone else have a comment?
Mr. Chair, I felt pretty much the same way Susan did. We've had a number of walls before us in the last, 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically not getting permits, doing the due diligence properly before starting a project. And we pretty much frown on that with all projects. Seeing the pictures, you know, one of the things that I find interesting is that walls between properties are typically owned by both properties. Typically. They're not usually all on one lot and or all on another. Typically, there has to be a joint contract, to repair or change a wall. I don't know the situation in this particular case on the property lines. That isn't shown in our packet of information. But I can't support the application just because of the crummy nature of the actual building, the construction part.
That is a picture taken in the middle of the process, who knows at what point. So I welcome any inspection, whatever,
Has the bark has changed now? It's not three different colors anymore? That was just in the middle of the construction with three colors?
No, there's two different color blocks, but there's no structurability difference between different colors of block.
But it looks like crap.
Right, which is why I agreed to restucco their side as a good neighbor after spending the money to build it myself.
I have a hard time doing that. If no one else has
any color. That I do, it is all on my property except for one portion, which in my application as the notarized affidavit requested from the neighbor that I share property with. And in respect to all the other neighbors, this gentleman, I have four others, they all love it. One has installed permanent electrical on their side. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's five out of seven are happy, and this is my property, so I don't know that I actually have to do anything, but trying to be a good neighbor.
So the county is not happy, and that's what we base our decision on. So with that, I'm going to make a motion to...
Just a minute.
You have something?
Do you know?
Every once in a while I get to talk. It's sort of reiterating. I can't imagine building a wall that I share with someone and not having a full conversation, including brick color, to make sure everyone is happy or understands that brick color is either not available, because I live in an old house where I know we built the wall 1 year and we had to redo it this year, and that brick color doesn't exist anymore because no one likes it now. So we had to go new color. I can't imagine doing that to 2 out of 7 neighbors. I understand that the majority are happy, 5 out of 7. It's great. But you still have to live with the other two. And as you're seeing, that can make your life a lot more difficult. I can't agree to this waiver. I don't support it, just not because of the 2 out of 7 neighbors, but because the pictures we do have of this wall in construction, whether it's in construction or done, does not seem to be done well. It seems to have issues with the grouting coming out the seams. It seems to look wrong, and I understand you're saying that
she could have took the picture in the middle and come on.
I understand that.
And
that's
I have
all I have
pictures
to
on that be good.
But that's all that I have to go off of is the images that were provided with Matt. I understand that you can't go over to her property and take a picture because that would be weird. But it's unfortunate.
And I do have pictures of all the construction through the process,
yep,
which are all submitted with the application.
And I understand that, but from their side is what we have.
Well,
that's that ish picture.
Looking at this, it would seem that you knew you needed a permit. If you didn't know you needed a permit, whatever company you had do this, if they were licensed and bonded, should have known that you needed a permit. Because you wanted to fix the footings and fix the wall, certainly isn't a justification for extending the height. And it would only make sense that if you're going to do a wall that's going to affect so many different neighbors, you'd at least touch base with them and talk to them about it before you did it. And
okay.
It is very shoddy work. So I would have to agree with the rest of the board members.
I did, and she even agreed to sign an affidavit until it found out I didn't need it. So
would you like to make your motion?
I make a motion to deny subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to deny subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Next meeting on this is at the Planning Commission on November 2nd. This is not the end of it. This is a recommendation from us. They will make the final decision. If you're not happy with the decision that's made, then you can request to have it heard by the Board of County Commissioners, if you wish to do that. If you're not satisfied with the outcome of the Planning Commission, you can have it heard by the Board of County Commissioners, which would be the final step. That's up to you. So I hope it all works out, or maybe you can all resolve your problems before then. I would suggest maybe you do that or try to. I got some pictures here if anybody would like their pictures back. That's the decision. We recommend denial.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Item number 9, ET 21400151, NZC 19-0167. Oz Optics Holdings Incorporated, zone change, first extension of time to reclassify 3.8 acres from an RE Rural Estates Residential AE 65 zone and a PF Public Facility AE 65 zone to an M1 Light Manufacturing AE 65 zone. Use permits for the following: 1, a bathhouse; 2, health club; 3, retail. Design reviews for the following: 1, bathhouse health club facility; and 2, alternative landscaping, generally located in the northeast corner of Decatur Boulevard, Patrick Lane, alignment within Paradise.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Paradise Town Board, my name is Michael Bellon, B is Bravo, D-L-L-O-N, 1408 Saintsbury Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm representing the applicant. As you already know, I'm not here to ask approval of the project. You graciously approved it along with the Planning Commission and the Board of Commissioners over 2 years ago. We're here asking for a small extension. The reason for the extension, I'd like to just say one word, that being COVID, but I'll expand a little bit more than that. We have submitted our plans. They've been in with the building department for about a year and a half. Almost all of our plans are approved. The only problem we're having was with some civil issue. The county came to us at one point and said that they had a project to expand and improve Decatur Boulevard, so they needed the owner to sell some of the property back to the county. During the process of going through with the Public Works Department, they came to the owner and said, we need you to purchase back some of that property for the right-of-way. Unfortunately, this delayed the vacation of some easements, and I stood here before you 2 months ago in August, and you graciously approved an extension of the vacation of the easements, which have been completed and recorded, and we were able to submit our Mylars for the reparcel map. All of this held up the project a little bit, but we did go out ahead and pull our early grading permit. The site is completely graded and the pad is built. We did pull and pay for our off-site improvement permit, and we've done about 90% of the off-site improvements and utilities out in the street, and we now need an extension of this entitlements so that we can finalize and pull the building permit and complete the project. The owner has already spent $5,256,000 on property, entitlements, architecture, soft cost, civil engineering, and over $1.6 million in construction. So we hope you will approve our extension and submit to any of your questions. Thank you.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this application? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, first I'd like to compliment Michael on a very nice presentation. Get into the facts and the why. Secondly, I'd like to go ahead and make, if there's no further discussion from the board, I'd like to make a motion for approval subject to staff conditions.
So we have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you all very much.
And that goes on to the Board of County Commissioners on November 3rd.
Yes, sir.
Okay, items 10 and 11 were held. Item number 12, UC 210482, City Center Harmon Hotel Holdings, use permits for the following. Reduce sign separation, and two, all deviations as shown for plans on file. Deviations for all the deviations as shown for plans on file. Design reviews for the following. One, comprehensive sign package. Two, increased wall sign area. Three, increased animated sign area on a portion of 61.4 acres in H1 limited resort apartment zone, generally located in the southwest corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Harmon Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening, Chairman Williams, Board. Levy O'Heaney, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant for this special use permit deviation and design review for a comprehensive sign package for Project 63. This was a project that I brought before you in August for a shopping center, which is part of the city center complex, which was an old Harmony Tower that was torn down, which is proposed as a shopping center. So this is the signing for that shopping center. As you can see, the application includes animated sign, wall signing that was increased. It's about 6,000 flat square feet, which is basically a curved wall that fronts both Harmon Avenue and Las Vegas Boulevard South. The reason for the deviation is because of the existing area sign and this wall sign. There's a required separation between signs, which is 100 feet. They are kind of in different areas to meet the code, so that's the deviation to reduce separation. The increase is the design review to allow for the wall sign and total wall signs. So as you can see on the sheets, there are other wall signs. So the main sign is this wall sign for this right on the building, which you can see as you come up the sky bridges, and the connection connecting bridges. And right across the street, which would be the northeast corner, there's a shopping center with a similar sign and actually being developed by the same developer. The additional wall signs, these are illuminated signs on the different spaces in the walls. Then, if you look at the site plan on your sheet, there is a freestanding sign. It's only 75 square feet, but it's more than an animated, a monument sign with a semi-square feet. So that is on the Harmon side of it. The remaining signs are all tenant panels and units. So with that said, staff has recommended approval. This enhances the internationally and recognized Las Vegas Strip. So it's an additional enhancement in that general area with all the animated signs. And with that said, I would appreciate your recommendation of someone who has set all staff condition. Please let me know if you have any questions. Thank you.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this application? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
So nobody's going to, Mr. Chair, nobody's going to pop out and say stop? I will.
I will.
It's very futuristic.
Yes. I kind of like it.
I agree, Mr. Chair. I like it.
Everybody likes it. I'd like to make a motion for approval subject to staff's preliminary recommendations.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Glenn. You all have a good evening.
Item number 13, UC210517. Morale John P. Revocable Trust et al. And Morale John P. Trust. Use permits for the following. One, multiple family residential development, increased density. Two, increased density. Three, on-premise consumption of alcohol. Four, restaurants. Five, retail sales and services. Six, personal services. And seven, financial services. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, reduce setback. Two, increase building height. Three, reduce parking. Four, allow tandem parking spaces. Five, landscaping. Six, non-standard improvements within rights of way. And seven, alternative driveway geometrics. Design reviews for the following. One, multiple family residential development with commercial components. And two, finished grade on 2.0 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located in the northwest corner of Harmon Avenue and Aldebaran Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening, Liz Olson, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant for property. You are probably familiar with Bora. They have several existing developments in the county, two of which are in Paradise and have been in front of a few of you. First one being the Lotus Apartments over on Spring Mountain and Valley View, and the most recent development that they did with the
Jada. I'm having trouble.
Sure, yeah. Yep, I pick up, absolutely. Second location are the Jade Apartments that on Twain next to the Wyndham. Those were the most recently approved, developed, and almost completely occupied at this point. As you know, Ford develops very high-end developments. They like the commercial components. They like to look for developments that are near the strip, near urban areas, for that walkability component. No difference here. The applicant is looking at this two-acre parcel on the corner of Harmon and Aldebaran. It's currently zoned H1. Quick history on this site. It was previously approved for some high-intensity mixed-use developments years back, the first being a mixed-use development with a density of about 126 units to the acre, 465-foot high building. The subsequent approval was a density of 99 units per acre, 510 feet. So the site is located just west of the Martin condominiums high-rise and the Panorama high-rise apartments. And then just over the bridge, you have City Center and the Aria here. So what the applicant is proposing is for 184 residential units and about 5,000 square feet of commercial. Instead of doing a zone change for mixed use, we're coming in with use permits and a design review, similar to what we did with the Jade. So on our site layout here, I'm showing you the landscape plan so you can see exactly where the building is and where our drive aisles are. So our building would be located in the center of the property. We would have two access points, one on the north side of Aldebaran, and we would come in and access the parking garage here. And the other access point would be off of Harmon, and you would access here. We have quite a bit of landscaping on both Harmon and Aldebaran. Harmon, we are providing 15 feet with our sidewalk. Along Aldebaran, we're providing anywhere from about 12 and a half feet up to 31 feet because it pops out right here, which I'll get into in just a minute. Staff, let me go over our elevations here. So we're requesting to do a total of 7 stories. The first 3 stories would be parking, along with the commercial component along the eastern portion of the site. And then the top 4 stories would be residential. And this is geared more toward young professionals, not really the family. And that's based upon our unit count. The majority of our units, 141 of them, are single unit, 1-bedroom units. And we only have 8 3-bedroom units. So staff is recommending approval of our application except for 2 of our waivers, and that's our overall design review. So what I'd like to do is just quickly go over a few of our waivers, and I'm happy to go over all of them if you have any questions, but I'd like to quickly go over the 2 that staff has concerns with, as well as a couple of other ones. So the 2 waivers that staff has expressed concern over is our setback waivers along Aldebaran. So, clarification on the staff report, there is one error. I talked with Al Laird yesterday, and I believe Ms. Harris has a note on this. Waiver 1C says we're requesting a waiver for 7 feet on Harmon. We're actually, that's incorrect. It should only be along Aldebaran. So our first waiver for our setbacks is along Harmon. We're requesting 16 feet with 20 feet required. Staff is recommending approval of that waiver for a couple of reasons. If you were to build a standard hotel or commercial component without any residential on this property, the setback would be 10 feet. So because we're providing 16 feet or 20 feet is required for residential, they are recommending approval because we are really needing that 10 feet. Additionally, we are providing that landscaping along Harmon, as I mentioned. I'd show you this exhibit quickly as well. So along Harmon, to the east of us, this is the Martin condominium. This is the panorama. We see hardly any landscaping, just a little bit on the corner here. So staff did make a note that they did appreciate the landscaping that we're placing there, and we're happy to be able to do so. So the 2 waivers that staff did note their concern on were along Aldebaran here. So the orange portions of the building here are where the building arm is encroaching into our setback. Along Aldebaran, we're required to have a 10-foot setback on both the side and our corner side. We're requesting a 7-foot setback. So we believe this is justified for a couple reasons. So first and foremost, where the majority of our setback reduction is here is where Aldebaran pops out. So while our setback to the property line is only 7 feet, the setback to the actual roadway is much larger. So we go all the way up to 31 feet at the highest point of our landscaping and sidewalk here. Additionally, again, because we are doing that landscaping, we believe that it's going to be an additional buffer for that setback. Most importantly, though, we believe that this request is really just set by precedent that has been approved in the area. So specifically, directly adjacent to us were the Martin. They were approved for a 5-foot setback along Harmon. So as you can see here, their garage is only 5 feet from Harmon. Just around the corner on Dean Martin and Harmon, this is the Hilton. They were also approved for 5-foot setback. As you can see, their building is right up against their sidewalk with just a few feet of landscaping. There's a couple other setback requests and approvals that we found in the immediate area. One directly behind us in the business center. Two of their buildings are right up against their property line, so they were also allowed for the reduction of their setback. So again, we understand staff's concern, but especially with this Aldebaran buck out here, the landscaping and the precedent in the area, we respectfully request your consideration of approval on that. The second waiver that I'd like to talk about is our parking waiver. We're requesting a 14% parking waiver. Staff is recommending approval of that. The Jade and the Lotus were both approved with parking reductions, the Lotus with 10% and the Jade with 20%. Based on several things, the number of one-bedroom apartments, the walkability, things like that. As noted in the staff report for this application, we have calculated all of our commercial as if it were to fill out as restaurants. So restaurants require 10 for every 1,000 square foot of space, and regular retail requires 4 parking spaces for every 1,000. So, side of caution, not that they will all go out as restaurants, but we're just wanting to put as much parking just in case it does end up that route. So again, staff's recommending approval of that. Again, we're very, very close to the strip. It's about a 5-minute walk to City Center and Cosmo and Aria. Uber, of course, and this is just a really great place for people and folks to walk. Last item that I want to talk about before I turn over to you guys is, again, the density and the height increase. We're right next to 500-story buildings. It was approved for much, much higher density back in the day. We're a lot lower now, so we believe that it's compatible with the area. And that's all I have, so I'll turn it back to you guys. Thank you.
Is there anyone here like to speak on this?
Yeah. Thank you. I'm Virginia Belford. I live at, it's B-E-L-F-O-R-D. I live at 4575 Dean Martin Drive, Unit 706. Las Vegas, 89103. Panorama Towers. We will be, as you can see, my building is right on that picture there. My husband and I recently retired to Las Vegas. We could go anywhere in America, the income level that we are at, we could go anywhere. And we decided to locate in Panorama Towers. It seemed ideal for us. We are on the 7th floor, which seems like the ideal floor. We've got a great view. Like the name of the building, we have a panoramic view of the mountains, which we very much enjoy having our coffee on our terrace every morning and gazing out at the mountains. Everything seemed good until we got this notice in the mail on Thursday. This proposed high-rise building, conveniently 7 stories high, exactly where we are located, 7th floor, will partially obstruct the views of my unit. And it will also obstruct other views in many other units in Panorama Towers and the Martin building. And it will also increase the noise level for high-density traffic. With all due respect for everyone involved, it appears that we did not receive proper notice of this. I only got this flyer in the mail on Thursday, which only gave me 2 or 3 business days to respond. Additionally, the official notice omits the crucial information as to how high the building will be and what its actual use will be. This official notice also claims that the application documents are online, but they are not. When I follow the written instructions, all I get is a notice that some files are too large to put online. I had to physically drive to the county building downtown to get this information. And the way that this happened, only those homeowners who have very expensive high-end condos who are able to drive to the county building during office hours of a 2 to 3 business day window will have any idea of what this group is actually proposing to do. The flyer asks us to vote for or against the proposal without providing essential information to make an informed response. Therefore, I ask that this item be denied or, in the alternative, be postponed until proper notice to affected homeowners is provided. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Seeing that, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. Oh, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yes. We'd be happy to take her name and number down, and we can go over all of the plans with her after and before Board of County Commissioners if she'd like. Okay. And then the board would like us to do that. We'll have the opportunity.
That would be nice. And to clear the air regarding the notice, notices are sent out based on the meeting that's coming up with the Board of County Commissioners, not with this town board. Whether you agree with that or you don't agree with it, there's nothing we can do about that. They send it out according to Nevada Revised Statute.
It says it out according to what? I
Nevada Revised Statute.
Okay.
So it is the way it is. We've argued that for a long time. As for the information on the website, can you enlighten us a little bit for
yes.
her?
Wednesday morning. It's usually posted. And it's found online. It's a PDF file. And the PDF file for this agenda was large, but it's always open.
All I got, and I did try several times, all I got was that it said some files are too large to be posted online, and that was all it was.
Were you on the building department site?
I was on the, I followed the instructions that were printed on this flyer here.
Because I know building department, for the actual plans, they'll say that it's too large, but the agenda with all the backup we get is normally really easy to open up on the town board page.
I followed the instructions here, and all I got was just a notice that was too large.
Okay, so
I went to this.
You went to the zoning meeting at Clark County?
I went to services on the left hand land use development for the drop down.
Okay, that's totally different than this background. So I don't know.
I followed his instructions.
Right.
That's all I got.
But when, as John said, Nevada Revised Statutes, the state legislature, decides notification. They're the ones that are determined to create our board, create a planning, and then the county created a planning department, and then they have the Board of County Commissioners. So the notice is for you to be able to appear at the Board of County Commissioners after we make a recommendation to the commissioners of what we think. One other comment you made about the scenery is one of the things that application is talking about is putting a residential building in a hotel zoned lot. So regardless of whether they put a 7-story apartment building there, what it's zoned for is a hotel that's going to be much larger than 7 stories. So your view was going to be blocked at some point and your residency there, because that's what the lot is for. So we hear this a lot where people don't like their views done, but the only thing you have control over is your property and no one else's. There's no control. I won't say that. There is some control over.
Some control.
We're not going to put a steel factory next to you.
They're not denying them the use of their property.
Yeah, but you're being able to say don't put it there because it's going to block your view.
It will.
It's not going to make a difference. So whatever they build there is going to block your view because that's what the site is zoned for. So whether that's something you want to pick up with whoever you bought it from, who guaranteed, you know, if someone guaranteed you a view, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee.
With that, I'm going to close it to the public and open it to the board.
I also would like to know what this means. Limited resort and apartment zone. I don't even know what that means.
I was told it was an apartment, but I'm sure the person had.
So the property is zoned H1, which is the limited resort and apartment zoning that you see. Which is this pink color here. This allows for hotels up to 100 feet. You can also do various commercial uses, retail, any kind of commercial use, really. Or you could come in with special use permits, like we are requesting, to do both a commercial component and a residential use. So that is what the zoning designation on your card means.
Okay, can you explain that again? I don't quite understand what you mean.
I'll tell you what we can do. You know, the board's going to discuss this and decide what they're going to recommend. She's willing to get with you and explain all of those things and some more about what they're doing and answer your questions before it goes to the Board of County Commissioners on November 3rd. So you have some time here to come up to speed on the answers that you're looking for before it gets to the final decision-making process.
Okay.
You also have that option of contacting your commissioner and discussing it there.
I can contact my commissioner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which
I mean,
is?
My commissioner is the one who sits at the Board of County Commissioners.
Commissioner, I'm a Matt.
Okay.
How is Max spelled?
Max is spelled Nancy A F T.
Yeah. Nancy. Okay.
Okay. So she'll get with you and she can start that process as soon as we finish here.
Okay.
Get your information and
okay.
You can get hers and then you can go into more detail and know in your own mind exactly what you're seeing. And with that, does the board have anything they'd like to say?
Mr. Chair, I have a couple of questions, or at least one, of Liz. All right, so Liz, in your presentation, you spoke about the waivers of development standards, right, and you gave us good information. Now let me ask you a question about C. So basically, that is no longer required, or it's been changed?
So 1C says that we're requesting a 7-foot setback on Harmon and Aldebaran. It's the same parentheses, Harmon and Aldebaran.
Yes.
So it should only be Aldebaran.
Gotcha. So that's the bottom.
Waiver 1A is our setback for Harmon, which is 16 feet.
Ah, so they're both different. It says 7 in the right.
Okay, yeah, so here, let me.
So it's 16?
So
that's what you're
one,
asking for?
Waiver 1A,
yes,
is,
1A.
Is 16.
Gotcha.
Yep. And then 1B and 1C is 7.
Okay. Gotcha. So I just wanted clarification on that, and I thank you for your presentation. You're showing us the general alignment of the right-of-way and the setbacks on Harmony. that actually, and Al Deborah, both of them, that actually clears up some of the issues that I have. And I've been aware of those for a while. Caves are nice. But since we've already started the process, I don't see that a change is really going to do much at this point. Anybody else?
Anybody want to ask a question?
I'll go again. Waiting to hear what you had to say.
Was that you barely heard?
What time? No, I said I was waiting to hear what you had to say since you know more about SETSA.
Oh, no, that actually. So you guys know me, in urban areas, I'm a strong proponent for urban things. And this is a very urban design, and I think it will contribute to kind of the community base in the counties downtown. So for me, always switching from H1 to, it's not really switching, putting residential, high density residential in the H1 area is a good thing because it gives us a population base for the particular place, and also in many ways messes with the census department. But I think it's a good addition for the overall strip to have a local residential population that's not just temporary.
Thank you.
So based on that, Mr. Chair, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion for approval of this application. Following the preliminary staff conditions, the if approved staff conditions.
So we have a motion to approve, subject to the if approved staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. There you go. The two of you can just together. She's going to get with you right now and hopefully get some of your questions answered.
Thank you.
For your apartment. Okay. Item 14, UC210527, Pepper Lane Holdings LLC, use permit to allow a cannabis establishment, cultivation in conjunction with an existing office warehouse building on 0.5 acres in an MD design manufacturing AE 60 zone, generally located in the south side of Pepper Lane, 461 feet west of Pecos Road, within Paradise.
Hello, Adam Fulton on behalf of the applicant, and my address is 2580 Searle Street.
Hi, Jeff Nassif, NASEEF, 3345 Pepper Lane, 89120.
Is the light on? Yeah, okay.
And then I have packets for each of you.
Thank you.
So we're here today on behalf of GB Sciences NOPA to get approval for a special use application. This is a just over 18,000 square foot three-story building with approximately 9,000 square feet to be comprised of marijuana cultivation, and the remainder of the building will be office administration spaces. GB Sciences has been one of the premier cannabis companies here in Nevada. They're producing quality product since we have cannabis in its inception here in Nevada. And I brought Jeff here today, who is actually the operations manager for GB Sciences, who currently operates their TECO facility. And I just want to, first of all, thank staff for their assistance with us and for their recommended approval. They've been great to work with in helping us through this process. And if you have any questions, we're open to answer anything you may have regarding this facility and its operations.
Does anyone here like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it public, open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, I just have to kid you guys.
Yeah.
High quality
The printer had some problems today. I'm not gonna lie, John. We got a new printer at the office, and we're struggling with it a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, I'm just acknowledging that everybody has a problem.
Everybody has a problem here and there.
It's so. Just from back to the 90s. Get over it.
We're nostalgic. Yeah.
With that, Mr. Chairman, if nobody has any questions.
I just have one comment. This particular project is close to the, I believe there's four similar on Post Road. It's that Post Road area that's now crossing over Pecos to Pepper Lane is becoming like Marijuana Avenue. So I am against it just because of the massive amount of smells we already have. To add another one just adds to the issue. And Carl's Donuts is going to taste like grass.
Carl's Donuts might do great business.
They'll probably be putting in for a name change on the road right now.
So I'm against this particular location just because of the number of facilities that are already in the area.
Okay.
So you can go ahead, John.
I don't, there's nothing on Post Road, which is why all of you guys are there, because no one wants to go there except for Carl's Donuts. I don't really have them. I'm not really against it for any reason. I think it's great. The best ventilation you can get would be my only recommendation to try to help with the smell, but I know that there's only so much you can do with that scent.
So I'll say this. I represent a lot of different marijuana companies here in town, actually quite a few. And I can tell you guys that GB, if you've been over their Tico facility or driven past there, they have one of the best odor control facilities out of the many clients that I do have. Because I have a lot of marijuana clients that do have odor issues. And GB Sciences excels at their odor control. And I can tell you that, now I'm not going to tell you who my other clients are, but I can tell you that they do a phenomenal job of odor control. If you ever get the opportunity to tour one of their facilities, I highly recommend that you do so, because it will be mind-blowing to you the science that they use behind their odor control and what they do to grow cannabis there. It's really pretty amazing. So one of the advantages we believe to address the odor issue is this was one of the reasons we selected this location, is because it's already an area where nobody's there, there's other cannabis things, and we think it would be beneficial to go there versus somewhere else where it may cause a problem, right? That's one of the actual appeals that we have in going to this location.
So, Mr. Chair, if there's no other comments or from the board, I'd go ahead and make a motion for approval subject to preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
4-1. Okay.
Thank you very much.
And
thank
this goes much. On to the DCC, of course, on 11-3.
I can take back.
Okay, the next item on the agenda listed as also item 14 is actually item 15. UC 210542, Stonegate Investments 2016. Use permit for a cannabis establishment distributor. In conjunction with a previously approved cannabis facility on 0.7 acres in M1 Light Manufacturing, AE65 zone, generally located on the south side of Ponderosa Way, 1,100 feet west of Valley View Boulevard within Paradise.
Good evening. Amanda Connor, 2580 Anthem Village Drive, on behalf of Silver Sage Wellness. We are asking for approval of a special use permit for distribution at their existing cultivation facility. For those of you who aren't familiar with cannabis laws, in Nevada, you have to have a special license just to drive it between one cannabis facility to the other. And what my client is asking approval to do is have their own license so they can drive the product from their facility to other facilities, instead of using a third-party distributor. This will not change any of the current layout of the facility. There will not be any additional staff, so no additional demand on parking. That was all noted in the staff report. It is in conjunction with an RE-approved operational cultivation facility. That, to my knowledge, they have not had any issues. So we kindly request that you approve it, conditioned upon staff preliminary conditions of approval as staff has recommended.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? And then I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
If no one on the board has any comments, then I move for approval subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you and go Knights.
So 2 points up.
I know, I've been watching.
Item 16, UC210519. DPIF2 and the 7 Sunset Road LLC zone change to reclassify 0.6 acres from an RE Rural Estates Residential AE65 zone to an MD Design Manufacturing AE65 zone. Design review for an expansion of parking lot in conjunction with the distribution center on a portion of 9.6 acres. Generally located on the south side of Sunset Road and the west side of Surrey Street within Paradise.
Good evening, Principals WOLF, here on behalf of the applicant, 6671 Las Vegas Boulevard South, 89119. So basically, we have a project that came before you about a couple years ago and got entitled and approved. Since then, the warehouse and area is actually currently under construction, and the developer got a tenant that needs more parking than your typical warehouse distribution. So with that, they purchased or in the process of purchasing 0.6 acres located right here. And with that, they're just going to add additional parking. But that 0.6 acres is currently zoned RE, so we're here before to zone change to M1 so that it conforms with the rest of the project site. And we concur with staff conditions and respectfully request approval.
Is there anyone here who likes to speak on this item? And I see no one, but I have to ask. With that, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, there's no comments or questions. I make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
So a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
ECC.
Item number 7 is general business. Do we have any general business?
No.
There's no general business. They've already left.
Yeah.
I see that. Okay, item number 8, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Applicable. Clearly state your name and address and address. Spell your last name for the record. And if any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. And since there's no one here, we'll move on to the next meeting, October 26, 2021. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.